I want to take a moment to rehearse with you.
想花一点时间跟大家来复习一个东西。
Christ is risen. Say that.
基督复活了。
Now in Chinese.
哦，基督复活了。
Together.
基督，好，一二三，请，基督复活了。
Okay. We may do that during the sermon.
我们讲道的时候会不停地讲这些。
So you'll be ready now that you've rehearsed.
你现在已经复习好了，排演好了。
It is wonderful to be with you this morning on Easter Sunday.
今天早上在复活节的清晨可以跟大家在一起，真的美好。
I think this is the 8th or 9th Easter. 8th?
Maybe 8th. Yeah, 8th. Do you want to finish the sentence?
No, that's it.
他的意思是他这是我第八次跟大家一块儿过复活节。
Now, today, my wife, Colleen, will be leaving for training for a week in Texas, and then the Kairos National Committee for 3 days in Louisville. So when the service is over, we will disappear.
对，今天我太太要到要到德州，然后要到 Louisville 的Kansas， 到那个地方肯塔基要去做一个培训，就是抓紧时机那个国家委员会的那样一个培训，所以敬拜一完我们就要跑掉了。
The worst part is we miss lunch with you.
最糟糕的是我没有办法跟你们一块吃午餐，这是最糟糕的。
You folks know how I like to eat.
你们大家知道我是多爱吃的一位。
I'm going to ask you just to look at a few verses in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
我想请大家一块来看哥林多前书第15章的几个经文。
Going to read verse 12 through verse 19. Listen to the word of God.
我要从哥林多前书第十五章十二节读到第十九节，请大家一起来听主的话语。
But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all people.
格林多前书第十五章，我这个读的是和合本修订版十二节。既然我们传基督是从死人中复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督就没有复活了。基督若没有复活，我们所传的就是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。这样我们甚至被当作是为上帝枉作见证的，因此我们见证上帝是使基督复活了。如果死人真的没有复活，上帝就没有使基督复活了。因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。 基督若没有复活，你们的信就是徒然，你们仍活在罪里。就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就比所有的人更可怜了。
Bow with me for just a word of prayer.
让我们一同来祷告。
Almighty God, may the word open to us.
全能的神，愿你的话语向我们展开。
May the Holy Spirit reveal His truth.
愿圣灵把他的真理向我们表明。
May Christians here today be affirmed and convicted anew.
愿今天在这个地方的基督徒能够因着你而得到确信，而得到确据。
And if there be those who have never met the risen Savior, may this be their hour.
那些从来没有与这个复活的主相遇的人，愿今天成为他们的时刻。
We're committed to you for your message to us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们把你自己的信息来向你献上，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.Question this morning is, why is this story of the resurrection so important to us?
今天早上的问题是，为什么复活的故事对我们如此的重要？
I got something on my computer this week asking, what's the big deal about the resurrection?
今天我电脑上最近写了一些东西，为什么复活到底有什么了不起？
Well, it's a good story.
这当然是一个很好的故事。
You like good stories?
你们喜欢好故事吗？
The story of the resurrection is a good story.
复活是一个很不错的故事。
And it's also a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
Now some don't believe in miracles.
有些人不相信神迹。
But the story of the resurrection has continued because many believe it's a miracle.
复活的故事继续这样子来传扬，是因为很多人相信这神迹。
And then what we're doing today, people have been doing for 2,000 years.
我们今天所做的，人们已经只做了2000年了。
This is a very important part of the tradition of our church.
这是我们教会中间非常重要的一个传统。
And it's obvious from the writings and teachings of Paul.That the cross and the resurrection are central to our message.
从保罗自己的教导，我们可以看出来，十字架还有复活，对于我们所有的教导是一个中心。
However, the message of the resurrection is not just central; it is unique.
但是这个复活的这个信息不仅仅是重要，不仅仅是我们的中心，而且它很独特。
Nowhere else in the world is there a message of one who rose from the dead and offers forgiveness.
在这个世界上没有任何一个宗教有这样的信息，说是一位从死里复活之后可以给我们这样的拯救。
Recently, when I was in India, I saw a ritual for the forgiveness of sin.
我最近在印度的时候，我就看到有一个仪式，他们是为了做这个仪式是可以得到饶恕自己的罪。
I told you of it once before.
我以前跟你们讲过这个故事。
They build a statue of wood and paper that's about 30 feet high.
他们用木头跟纸建了一个大的偶像，大的巨大的雕像，有30英尺的那么高。
Higher than this ceiling.
比这个房顶还要高。
And then, after they have a ceremony for about 2 hours of sacred dance.
然后他们就花了2个小时，有一个那种所谓的很神圣的那样的舞蹈。
They run down among the people and they put fire at the bottom of that huge statue.
他们就是跑到那个大的雕像底下，然后就用火来烧它。
The statue begins to burn slowly.
这个雕像就开始烧，从底下开始慢慢慢慢往上烧。
But someone over here pulls a switch.
在另外一边就有人拉一个开关。
And inside of that statue, firecrackers are ignited all over.
在那个雕像里边就有火药，就有那些烟火就会爆发。
And it is then full of consuming flames.
然后这个雕像就是完全被烧掉，完全是被火葬吞灭。
And the people cheer.
人们就是欢喜快乐，就算高声欢呼。
It means their sins have been forgiven.
因为那就意味着他们的罪被饶恕了。
Until next year.
直到明年。
When they will come back and do it again.
他们就重新回来，重新再做一遍。
Hebrews reminds us there's only one who has made the permanent sufficient sacrifice on a cross.
希伯来书教导我们，那有一位，唯有一位，他成就了那完全的、那独一的那样的，在十字架上为我们做了这样的赎。
Only one that has risen from the dead.
只有一位从死中复活。
But Paul is struggling here because some people in Corinth said, "No, no resurrection."
保罗在这个地方挣扎，因为在哥林多的有些教会的人说没有，根本就没有复活。
And he asks then, if there is no resurrection from the dead, well, first of all, what does that do to our preaching?
他首先就问，如果没有复活，这跟我们所传的这个福音，跟我们所传扬的这个会有什么样的关系呢？
Do you have your Bible open?
你有你的圣经打开吗？
The first verse of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
这个第哥林多前书十五章的第一节。
Paul says here, Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received, and on which you have taken your stand,By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I have preached to you.
保罗这样说，说弟兄们，我要你们认清我先前传给你们的福音，这福音你们领受了，又靠着它站立得住。你们若能够持守我传给你们的信息，就必因这福音得救。
No, I'm sorry.If Jesus didn't rise, there's no place for you to stand.
对不起，如果耶稣基督没有复活，你们没有地方可以站着。
You have to stand on the shifting ground of our contemporary culture.
那你就必须站立在我们这种现实文化的这样子来回移动的时刻改变的这样的基础之上。
Very unsteady.
不稳定。
Very uncertain.
不肯定。
You have no hope.
你没有盼望。
For if Christ is not raised, we have no gospel message.
如果基督没有复活，我们就没有福音的信息。
Now, Jesus in the 16th chapter of Mark said to his disciples,
耶稣在马可福音第十六章跟他的门徒这样说。
Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Relax.
放松。
If Christ is not raised, we don't need to go anywhere.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们哪儿都不需要去。
We have nothing to tell the people.
我们根本没有什么可跟别人讲的。
Because it is only if Christ is raised that we can bring to the nations of the world the good news of eternal life.
因为只有基督复活，我们才能给万国给他们传扬这样的好消息，耶稣基督复活的这样的消息。
So if Jesus is not raised, there's no kingdom and there's no refuge.
如果是耶稣基督没有复活，也就没有国度。也就没有藏身之处。
In 1 Corinthians 9, 16, Paul says, Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel.
格林多九章十六节，九章十六节，保罗说，若不传福音，我就有祸了。
I feel that way.
我能够有这样的感受。
I've been preaching for about 63, 64 years.
我已经传道63、64年了。
Somebody asked me if I don't eventually become tired on Easter and Christmas telling the same story over and over again.
有人就问我，你能不能，你是每年就是不停的在复活节还有在圣诞节讲一模一样的故事，你什么时候会觉得厌烦？
No, my brothers and sisters, I never grow weary.
不过弟兄姐妹们，我从来都没有疲倦。
It's more exciting today than it's ever been.
今天比平时还要更加的令人兴奋。
I look forward to Easter.
我盼望着复活节的到来。
I rejoice in the message of the babe born to a virgin.
我当我看听到这个婴儿降生，这个圣女来生婴儿的时候，我就欢喜快乐。
But if Christ is not risen, it's very tiring and wearying just to talk.
如果基督没有复活，只是这样子讲，哪怕是讲，都会觉得非常的疲倦，非常的累。
If Christ be not risen, our preaching is useless.
如果基督没有复活，我们的传讲的道是没有任何用处的。
But Christ is risen.
但是基督复活了。
Say it with me. Christ is risen.
来跟我一块讲，基督复活了。
And therefore we have the joy of giving to people the gospel.
因此我们就有这样的喜乐来给别人福音。
Gospel is good news.
福音就是好消息。
If you've not met the risen Savior this morning, I have good news for you.
如果你今天早上还没有与这个复活的主相遇，我就有好消息给你。
He has risen.
他已经复活了。
And the good news is you've got a place to stand.
好消息是你有一个地方可以站立得住。
The immovable, secure person of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督，他是不可动摇的，就有这样一位。
The eternal, inerrant word of God.
而是上帝的这种永恒的话语。
It's yours.
就属于你。
It's firm.
这是坚定的。
Because he rose from the dead.
因为他从死里复活了。
And the gospel, which is good news, is proclaimed to you.
福音，好消息就已经向你来宣告了。
Do you remember John 3:16?
你记得约翰福音三章十六节吗？
I want you to say it out loud with me.Both in English and Chinese at the same time.
Okay. 我们中文的跟他们英文的一块讲哈，大家一块来说，嗓门大一点，把他们压住。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But have everlasting life.
哇，还真啰嗦。
Now you have a taste.Of Pentecost.
你们现在就可以体会到这个五旬节的时候的这种情况。
When they came from every nation and heard the word being preached in their language.
他们等于说从万国都来，他们听到这个福音，用他们自己的语言被如此宣告。
Because Christ is risen, there is the good news of salvation for all who come and trust him.
因为基督已经复活，因此就有那拯救的好消息给所有来信靠他的人。
But then he goes on and he says in the 17th verse, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile.
然后他又接着说，我们大家一块读，基督若没有复活，你们的信就是徒然，你们仍活在罪里。
Now I've talked to you about this before.
我以前跟大家讲过。
I think I might give you a test.
我想给大家一个小测验。
I want to see how much you remember.
我想看你能记得多少。
Do you remember there are two kinds of faith?
你记不记得那有两种不同的信心？
One is human faith.
一种是人的这种信心。
That's when you come in and sit in the chair without trying it. Because you can see it's a good chair.
这就是当你来的时候，你看着那个椅子，你就一下就坐上去，你根本都不去试一试，因为你觉得那个椅子挺好。
That takes a little bit of faith.
这个需要一点点信心。
Now, bigger faith.
更大的信心。
Colleen gets on an airplane this afternoon to fly to Dallas, Texas.
Colleen, 我太太今天下午要坐飞机，然后飞到达拉斯的德州的达拉斯。
She cannot have an interview with the pilot.
她没有办法去跟这个飞行员去来面试他一下。
She can't go up front and say, "Do you men know what you're doing?"
她不能去跟他说，你们这帮人知不知道自己在干什么？
She has to get on the plane, sit down, put her seatbelt on, and by faith, believe that there's somebody up there.That can fly the plane.
他必须进到飞机上，然后坐在椅子上，然后绑上安全带，然后凭着信心，觉得那边有一位可以能够把这个飞机飞到他要去的地方。
Isn't that human faith?
这是不是人的信心呢？
How many of you are married?
你们多少人结婚了？
Quite a few.
不少人。
On April the 10th, I'm going to perform the wedding for my granddaughter.
四月十号，我就会为我自己的孙女来为她主持婚礼。
And she and Travis will stand in front of me.
她跟 Travis 就会在我面前站着。
Will you have this man to be your husband?
你会要以这位男士来做你的先生吗？
Will you have this woman to be your wife?
你会以这位女士来作为你的太太吗？
And then I give them the vows.
然后我就让他们来宣读誓言。
In plenty and in want.
多余或者稀少。
In sickness and in health.
无论是在疾病还是在健康中。
Forsaking everyone else.
抛弃一切。
I commit myself to you.
我要把自己委身于你。
And then I say, prove it.
然后我就问你来把它证明出来。
Well, is that not an act of faith?
这个不是一个信心的举动吗？
And you need human faith.
你需要人的这种信心。
But human faith will not save you.
但是人的信心没有办法拯救你。
If Christ is not raised, that's the only faith we have.
如果基督没有复活，这就是我们唯一所有的信心。
Some have a little bit.
有人有一点。
Some have a lot.
有人比较多一些。
But no matter how much you have, it doesn't save you.
但不管你有多少，都无法拯救你。
You see, if Christ is not raised,There's nothing to bridge the gap between you and God.
你看，如果基督没有复活，真的是没有什么可以使得你跟上帝之间的这样的一个悬崖峭壁之间的这样的分离能够连接在一起。
There's no way that you can experience what God has offered to you.
你没有办法来经历上帝所要给你的。
Do you remember the fifth chapter of Romans?
你记得第五章的罗马书第五章的经文吗？
If you can turn to that quickly, I want you to look at it.
第五章第一节二节。
Therefore, being justified by
faith.
Aha! We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith. Into the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
好，我们读中文，我们读到那个信的时候，嗓门就大大的，好不好？一二三，请。所以我们竟因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以与上帝和好。我们又借着他因信得以进入现在所站立的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜。盼望上帝的荣耀。
You see, it's very clear that faith is essential if we're going to be saved.
你可以看到很清楚，如果我们想要得到拯救，信心是很基础的。
In the 17th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there.
在马太福音第十七章这个地方说，耶稣说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边移到那边，它就会移过去。
It doesn't take much.
不需要很多。
Because we're talking about a different kind of faith than your human faith.
因为我们在谈跟我们人类不一样的那样的一种信心。
But you see, if Christ is not risen, then we have no access to that gift of faith.
你看，如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们就无法能够得到这样的信心。
Many of you, I'm sure, can translate Ephesians 2:8-9 by memory.
我知道你们中间很多人都可以把以弗所书第二章第八节九节背下来。
If you can't, you need to commit it to memory.
如果你能够，你就想办法把它背下来。
For it is by grace.That you have been saved through faith, which is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast.
Chinese. 好，我们读中文，大家可以高高低低，随便来发挥哈。一二三，请你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
But you see, if Christ be not risen, then that grace is unavailable to you.
你看，如果耶稣基督没有复活，你就得不到这样的恩典。
Your effort at believing and trusting is not sufficient.
我们这种努力来信靠，这种来信来相信，是这样的行为是不够的。
I've met folks along the way who have told me that at one time in their life they believed and now they don't.
我碰到的一些人曾经就告诉我，他在说他们曾经相信过，但现在不信了。
You say, how can that be?
你说这怎么可能？
Quite simple.
这样子很简单。
They had human faith.
他是有人的这种信心。
But they never experienced the transforming faith that God gives.
但是他们从来没有经历过上帝所给的这样更新改变的这样的信心。
But if Christ is not risen, then that faith is not there.
但是基督如果没有复活，他们就不可能有这样的信心。
But we have good news today, don't we?
但是我们今天有好消息，是不是？
It's Easter.
因为这是复活节。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Together, everyone.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen. The gift of faith is available.
信心的这个礼物是我们的了。
That you have human faith is very good.
你如果有人，作为人有信心非常好。
You need that faith to live.
你需要这样的信心能活着。
But above and beyond all of that, through the resurrection, God says, I give you the gift of redemptive faith.
这个超越这所有的一切，上帝说，我要给你一个信心，是一个拯救的这样的一个信心。
Someone says, oh, I wish I had more faith.
有人就说，哦，我真是巴不得我能有更多的信心。
You don't need more faith.
你不需要更多的信心。
If you came to Jesus and confessed your sins and believed him as Savior to forgive you, you have all the faith you need.
如果你能来到耶稣基督面前，能够认自己的罪，相信他所做的一切来拯救你，你就有了足够的信心。
I don't read in the scriptures that faith is measured quantitatively or in segments.
我没有说读到圣经中间说到信心可以来定量的，这样子一点点加上去，以这样的方式来量的。
The gift is yours. He has given you faith.
这个礼物就是你的，他已经给了你这样的信心。
And if by that faith you've laid hold of the promises of God, your life has been changed.
如果你要是因着这样的信心，你能抓住上帝的应许，你的生命就可以得到改变。
And if you have that much faith, you have sufficient faith to say to the mountain, move from here to there.
如果你有这样的信心，你就有足够的信心可以跟这个大山讲，从这边挪到另外一边去。
It's not having more faith, it's learning to exercise the faith you've got.
不是说是要需要更多的信心，而是要学习如何来用你这个已经有的这样的信心。
Critical truth, my friend.
这是一个非常关键的如此的真理。
Quantity is not the issue.
这个数量不是个问题。
It's your willingness to exercise the faith by trusting His word and believing the risen Savior.
而是你自己愿意来顺服他，来接受，来用你的信心，来相信他的话语，来相信这个复活的主。
For it is by grace you've been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
What is grace?
什么是恩？
In the original language, it's the same word as gift.
在原文是说，就跟那个礼物是一个意思。
Charis.
就是 charis.
That's the Greek.
希腊语。
It means gift or grace.
这就意味着就可以翻译成礼物或者是恩典。
And then he goes on and he says, through faith, and that's not yours, that's also a gift.
他说也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，这也是一个礼物。
Do you like to get gifts?
你想不想要礼物？
You like people to come up and hand you a little package with a bow and say, this is for you.
你喜不喜欢人到你面前就给你一些包的很漂亮的这小小东西，说这是给你的。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Grace is available.
恩典已经是你的。
Redemptive faith is offered.
拯救的信心已经给你了。
Believe and trust in the risen Savior, please.
相信来信靠这个复活的救主。
Then he goes on and he says, if Christ is not risen, we are still in our sin.
他接着说，如果基督若没有复活，我们仍活在罪里。
We live in a very sick world.
我们所住的世界是真的是极有病态的。
I'm not referring at this moment to all the violence which is certainly sick.
我不是仅仅说在此时此刻有很多的这种暴力，当然这是一种病态。
I'm talking about the consumption of medication in our country.
我在谈在我们这个国家大家吃的药物的这个药量。
If I started asking for you to raise your hand,
如果我要请大家来举起手来。
How many take it? No, don't raise your hand. But
你们大家不需要举手。
Question one, how many of you take one medication? How many two? How many three? How many four?
好，我的问题是，你是一个，你们中间有谁是服一种药，服两种药，三种，四种药？
How many take medication for depression?
有多少人吃药是为了治抑郁症？
For their headaches.
或者是头疼？
They can't sleep at night.
晚上没有办法睡觉。
We live in a very sick world.
我们是住在一个非常病殃殃的这个世界之中。
And many of these illnesses are what are called psychosomatic. How do you like that?
很多的这种病是因着我们这种心理上导致的。
Every once in a while I throw a word here that I don't know how it translates.
时不时给我扔过来几个字，不知道怎么翻译。
What I'm talking about, though, is out of my background, trained in psychology, folks' behavior of illness is related to the tension, anxiety, fear, all of the issues that are the result of sin.
我所说的是在我自己所受培训的这种背景，有很多时候人们得病是因为自己生命之中这种压力、这种紧张、这种恐惧，这所有的东西导致他们生病，而这所有的一切的东西都是因为罪的结果。
So if Christ is not risen, I want to open a pharmacy.
所以如果基督没有复活，我就想去开个药店。
I figure I can sedate those that are anxious and stressed out.
我想我就可以让那些特别紧张、压力特大的，我就让他们吃一片药，让他们睡着好。
I might be able to relieve their inability to sleep comfortably or relate to people.
或者我有这个能力使他们无法能够解决他们晚上无法好好睡觉，或者跟人能够好好相处这样的问题。
For sin is the destructive force in our society.
因为罪对我们这个社会是一个摧毁性的这样的力量。
That's why some years ago the eminent psychiatrist, and his name goes, wrote the book Whatever Became of Sin.
这就是为什么很多年之前有一个很有名的一个精神科大夫说，到底是罪带来什么？
Carl Menninger.
叫卡尔 Manager,
a very prominent psychiatrist,
非常有名的精神科大夫。
I don't know how religious he was.
我不知道他有没有宗教信仰。
But I read his book, Whatever Became of Sin.
我读了他的书，就是说这个罪导致的什么结果。
And he reflected upon the fact that the Menninger Clinic survives because people.Will not acknowledge sin.
他当时他讲到一个事实，也就是他们这个医院这个诊所可以能够生存下来，是因为人们不肯承认自己犯了罪。
But I have good news for you, my friends.
但是朋友们，我有好消息给你们。
Christ is risen again.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Everybody together. I don't want Chinese and English. I want everybody.
我想不管中文英语，一二三。
Christ is
复活了。
I like the one voice.
我就喜欢这一个声音。
And because he is risen,
因为他复活。
His death upon the cross is made authoritative, or it is his death upon the cross gives authority.To the blood that was shed for you by the resurrection.
因着他复活了，所以他自己所洒的血就有这样的权柄，能够给我们带来拯救。
How many of you were here Friday night?
礼拜五晚上有多少人在我们中间
？Powerful service.
非常强有力的这样的一个敬拜。
I had just.Less than 5 minutes.
我就大概只能说少于5分钟的时间。
Nobody believed it would happen.
没有人会觉得这是可能的。
5 minutes to talk about the veil of the temple that was torn in two at the death of Christ.
只有5分钟的时间来讲到在圣殿的那个帐幕中间被裂开的那个情景。
And the significance of that.Temple curtain being torn.
而那个帐幕被撕开之后，裂开之后，这个意义。
Inside is the Holy of Holies.
在中间就是至圣所。
No one was allowed to approach the Holy of Holies.
没有人是允许可以进入至圣所。
Only one man.
只有一位。
The High Priest.
这个大祭司。
Once a year.
每年只能进去一次。
He went to sprinkle the blood for the atonement of the sins of the people.
他进去为了洒这个血，是为了来赎人们的罪。
When the curtain was split or torn in two,
当这个帐幕被裂开的时候，裂为两半之后
，the Holy of Holies was opened to everyone.
至圣所就为对所有的人就这样子敞开了。
Jew or Gentile,
犹太人还有外邦人
，religious or without religion,
一些有宗教的人还是没有宗教的人。
For the Holy of Holies is the place where Jesus sprinkles his blood so that every one of you can be forgiven of every sin.
因为至圣所就是这样一个地方，耶稣的血被洒上去，你们所有的人都能够，你们的罪都能够得到赦免。
1 John 1:9
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John 1:9, do you have it memorized?
你能不能背下来？
Whether it's English or Chinese,
无论是中文英文。
If you know it, say it out loud with me.
如果你要记得，你就大声说。
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful
and just to forgive us our sins,
他就会赦免我们的罪，
and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's good news, isn't it?
这是好消息，是吗？
And John goes on to say, if we walk in the light as He is in the light,
约翰接着说，如果我们走在光中，就像他在光中一样，
we have fellowship with one another.
我们就可以彼此的可以这样相交。
And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, is continually cleansing us.
耶稣基督圣子的宝血就一直不停地在来清理我们。
Say it out loud with me. Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
So we have a gospel, the good news to preach.
所以我们就有这样的好消息，就有福音来宣讲。
Together, Christ
基督复活了。
is risen, and the gift of faith is yours.
这个信心的礼物就是你的。
Say it together.
基督复活了。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
所以你的罪就可以得到赦免。
The burden is lifted.
你身上的重担就会被拿去。
We're set free.
我们已经自由了。
The shame is gone.
自己的羞辱感已经离开了。
The gap has been bridged between us and God.
我们跟上帝之间的这种深渊就开始有了连接。
And we walk in the joyful news that Christ is in us, the hope of glory.
我们就有如此的喜乐的消息，基督在我里边，这样子荣耀的盼望。
A couple of years ago, I told you a story.
几年前我曾经给大家讲过一个故事。
But I'm not going to give you a test to see if you remember.
我就不给大家一个考试，看你能不能记得。
It's the story of a man by the name of Alfred Ackley.
这是一个故事，有一个人叫 Albert Ackley。
Mr. Ackley was an evangelist.
Ackley 先生是一个传福音的。
He would go from church to church and preach for extended periods of time.
他就是从一个教会到另外一个教会，到一个教会就会讲相当长的一段时间的道。
And he would present the good news of Jesus Christ risen and able to forgive.
他就来跟大家来宣告耶稣基督复活，能够来饶恕我们的罪。
He went to a church and began preaching each night.
他就去一个教会来，每天晚上都去讲道。
And he noticed that there was always a man who would come just as he started to preach.
他就会发现有一个人，每次当他开始讲道的时候，他就进来。
And as soon as he finished preaching, the man would get up and go.
他一讲完道，那个人就起来就离开了。
Night after night, Ackley watched him and wondered who he is.
那就是晚上，每天晚上过去之后，这 Ackley 就在想，这人是谁呢？
And so he went to the pastor and asked about the man.
他就到牧师那边去，就问这个人的情况。
The pastor said, I don't know even why he is coming here.
这牧师说，我都不知道为什么他会来。
He lives in the community.
他就在这个社区里边住。
People know he's a very nice man.
人们都知道他是一个很不错的人。
But he is of a Jewish background, but talks of being an atheist.
他是有犹太人背景，但是说自己是无神论者的。
Ackley said, I've got to talk to him.
Ackley 说我要跟他讲话。
So he worked it out with the preacher that the next night, when Ackley had finished the message, he would leave the pulpit and go to the back.
所以阿克利就跟这个传道人都商量好了，等他那天晚上讲完道之后，他就赶紧离开，赶紧跑到前面。
The pastor would take over the closing of the service.
这个传道人就开始可以使得这整个敬拜就可以结束。
Much to the man's surprise, as he got up to leave, there was Mr. Ackley standing there.
当那个人起来，就跟前面那个人起来一起来呢，一下就看到 Ackley 在那边等他，非常的吃惊。
They shook hands and exchanged pleasantries, nice words.
他们就握握手，大家也是讲了几句好听的话。
And then Mr. Ackley said, "I've been interested in why you're coming each night."
阿克利就说，那我就觉得很感兴趣，为什么每天晚上你都来？
The man said, Mr. Ackley, I admire you for your high standard of living.
这个人就说，阿克利先生，我对你的这种极高标准的生活的标准感到非常的敬慕。
You certainly hold people to a very high standard of morality.
你使得人们的的确确可以有一个很高尚的这种生活标准，这种道德标准。
He said, "I like that."
他说我很喜欢这样子。
He said, "What I don't understand, though, is this."
他说我不能理解的是这些。
How can a man like you, being learned and being mature and intelligent, believe?In a dead Jew who lived 2,000 years ago.
他说像你这样子一个有这么多学识又有这么多的智慧好像这么聪明为什么可以相信一个死去的2000多年前死去的一个犹太人
Ackley did his best in the few moments he had to explain about the resurrection and the life of Christ.
阿克利就花那么一点点他能够微仅有的一点点时间就跟那个人来解释耶稣基督的死和复活。
But Mr. Ackley went home that night and he wrestled with sleep.
结果这个阿克利先生他那天晚上回去之后就睡不着。
Mr. Ackley has written many hymns.
阿克利先生写过很多的诗篇，很多的诗歌。
But that night he wrote these words.
但那天晚上呢，他就写了这样的诗，他就写了这些。
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
我所侍奉复活主，他今在世活着。
I know that he is living. Whatever man may say.
我知道他却活着，不管人怎么说。
I see his hand of mercy.
我见他手施怜悯。
I hear his voice of cheer.
听闻他安慰声。
And just the time I need him, he's always near.
每次当我需求他，总必答应。
He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today.
基督活着。今天仍然活着。
He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way.
他与我谈，他伴我走，生命窄路同过。
He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart.
基督活着，救恩临到万邦。
You ask me how I know he lives.
你若问我怎知他活着
Do you want to come to my office and see the degrees hanging on my wall?
你想不想到我的办公室来看我放的我的学位墙上挂的学位
I spent a lot of years here and abroad getting degrees. They haven't done a thing for me as far as salvation.
我已经花了很多的年来做这所有的一切可这一切没有一样给我带来拯救。
You ask me how I know he lives.
你如果问我怎么知道他活着呢?
He lives within my heart.
他活在我心中。
I have a gospel to preach.
我有一个福音要来宣告。
I have a gift of faith to receive.
我有一个这个信心的礼物要来接受。
I have the experience of being forgiven of my sins.
我已经经历了我自己罪被赦免这样的
All because Christ is risen.
都因为基督已经复活了。
Everybody, Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Amen.
Amen. 好。